on senior night. They've already honored the seniors. So far, tonight, in the girls' JV game, Marshfield won it 21-18 on a last-second three-point shot. Only two quarters played in that JV ball game. In the varsity game, Lady Zizzers upset the Marshfield Lady Jays 64-46. And then the boys' JV ball game just got done as they only had two quarters of play. And the West Plains Zizzer boys won that one 25-17. So now we've won two out of three so far, and the Zizzer boys are going to try to do the varsity game and make it three out of four on the night. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And coming up in 3 minutes, we'll talk some Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, oh, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking Chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
Now, hey. More West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Excuse me, it is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic pregame show. West Plains Zizzer boys getting ready to take on the Marshfield Blue Jays here in varsity action. Well, the two teams, West Plains is at 10-13 on the season. Marshfield is 2-19 on the season. Zizzers have beat them twice so far this year. In the first contest at the Blue and Gold Tournament, West Plains won it 69-44. Then in the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic at Mountain Grove, West Plains won that one 53-41. So now they're playing the regular season game matchup. And offensively, the West Plains Zizzer boys averaging 57.7 points a game on offense and they're averaging giving up 64 points on defense. For Marshfield, they're averaging 42 points a game on the offense, and they average giving up 62 points on the defense. So the Zizzers are trying to win their third game in this this season against Marshfield. Like we said, they beat them twice already, and it's hard to beat a team three times in a single season, so we'll have to see what the Zizzer boys can do here on their home court as they take on Marshfield. And now, let me double-check something right quick. Going to look and see what the starting lineups here. They've just posted them. Marshfield has just posted theirs up on the board. So, looks like for Marshfield, going to be Carson Adams, Riker Letterman, Hunter Fryman, Kevin Rosenthal, and Evan Cucci. And for the West Plains Zizzers, Ethan Tuma, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins, and Aiden Judd will get the start in the place of Jared Kraft. We'll see Jared in the ball game tonight, but I don't know. Maybe Coach Mason going with a little bit of a taller lineup here with Aiden Judd in the lineup for the Zizzer boys. West Plains at 10-13, Marshfield at 2-19 on the season. All right. Let's see. We'll take another break. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports. My kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains. The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. Marshfield Blue Jays have been introduced. Starting lineup: Carson Adams, Riker Letterman, Hunter Fryman, Christian Rosenthal, and Evan Cucci. And Marshfield is coached by Coach John Cherney III. Marshfield comes in with a record of 2-19 on the season. West Plains Zizzers being introduced right now. Jacob Moore, Josiah Long, here comes Aiden Judd, and then our two seniors. Ethan Tuma is the first senior guard being introduced. And the last senior for the Zizzer Boys, Clayton Robbins. Zizzer Boys 10-13 on the season. They're coached by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long and Owen Harris. So, hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And look like jumping center for Marshfield is going to be Carson Adams. And it'll be Clayton Robbins for the Zizzer Boys as we get this one underway. And the Zizzers control the tip. Ethan Puma with the basketball. Now it's going to be Robbins on the left wing, up top the Long, right side to Puma. It's going to go out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Marshfield basketball. So bringing the ball up the floor will be Cucci. And gives it up to Rosenthal. Rosenthal up top. Picks up his dribble, now gets it over to Cucci on the left wing. Go down on the post to Adams. Inside, ball on the floor, and it is picked up by Letterman. And now in the lane, Rosenthal has it knocked away. Fryman with the basketball. Rosenthal with it once again. Now it's Cucci on the left side. He'll pull up the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Jacob Moore with the rebound. Zizzers will bring it up the floor. Long with the basketball. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Marshfield basketball. We played almost a minute and no score in this boys' contest. Cucci with the basketball, gives it up to Fryman. Fryman on the right wing. Now gets it to Adams. And now Rosenthal on the right wing. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Aiden Judd with the rebound. Up the floor. That'll be Moore with it now. Takes it out to Robbins, who will fire a three. That one's off. And Marshfield with the rebound. Gets it out in the corner. Now Cucci driving the lane with a floater. It's good. And Marshfield takes the 2-0 lead on the West Plains Zizzers. Long on the right wing. Gives it up to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Trying to get in the lane. Now give it to Robin. Judd out of the right corner, and he hits the three. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company runs to Mount Grove and there, three-pointer. And Zizzer Boys up 3-2. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Rosenthal up top. And now that would be Adam. Adams around the horn, coming down the lane. He's going to put it up. No good. Long with the rebound. Zizzers bring it up the floor. Long. And now they go into Robin. Robin shot up, was partially blocked. Here comes Cucci the other way. Down in the corner, that's Rosenthal. Now with the basketball, Letterman on the left wing. Letterman up top, coming down the lane, and he missed it. Rebound underneath, missed by Adams. And finally, Aiden Judd gets the basketball on the rebound. And the foul's going to go against Adams. That's his first team foul on Marshfield. Puma will bring the ball up the floor for the Zizzers. They'll try to go back door, but Long picks up the loose basketball. Long had it knocked away, but gets it back. He's going to go over to Puma. Now Judd on the right side. Moore puts it up on the baseline. It's good. And the Zizzers have a 5-2 lead with 4:50 to go, first quarter. Fryman with the basketball up top to Cucci. Cucci trying to go to the left on the left wing now. Now Rosenthal with it up top, back to Cucci up top. Cucci's going to try to drive, gets cut off. Rosenthal puts up the three. It's no good. Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Puma up the floor. Jacob Moore. Moore almost lost it. Judd's going to fire another three. That one's no good. And Cucci's going to bring it up the floor. Four. And stolen by Long. Josiah Long. And he's going to get fouled by Cucci. That'll be Cucci's first. Second team foul on Marshfield. And at the free throw line will be Josiah Long. And Cucci's shaking up on the play. He's limping, so he'll come out. And coming into the ball game, well, I didn't get to see his number. The coach is in the way. Long's first free throw is no good. And it's going to be Hyder into the ball game for Bolivar, or I should say Marshfield. And Long makes the second free throw, his first point of the ball game. 6-2, Zizzer lead, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. With the basketball, that's Fryman on the left wing. Fryman up top now, gives it up to Hyder. Hyder gives it up to Rosenthal up top. Rosenthal, right side, and the three is no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Zizzer Boys basketball. And Adams is wondering what the heck, because they were going to try to save the ball, but the official just caught it. Puma with the basketball up top. He'll give it up to Robbins up top. Robbins over to Judd, out of the right corner. It's another three-pointer. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Rosenthal spins in the lane. Gives the ball up. Now he's going to get it back on the right wing. Down in the corner is Adams. Adams trying to drive. Going to kick it out on the left side. Baseline is no good. Judd with the rebound. Tuma pushing it up the floor. Zizzers lead it 9-2. Judd up top now goes over to Long on the left wing. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Adam. Up the floor, Rosenthal underneath has it blocked by Robbins. And it will be Marshfield basketball on the baseline. Adams is going to come out of the ball game. And now they'll give it in to Letterman up top. Rosenthal will fire a three. That one's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield ball on the baseline. Callaway's in the ball game for Marshfield. And so Marshfield will inbound. Callaway on the baseline. Gives it to Rosenthal in the lane. Kicks up top with the three-pointer. No good. Judd with the rebound. Gives it up to Tuma. Tuma kicks it back to Jacob Moore. Now Tuma on the right side. Hits the three-pointer. Ethan Tuma. Tuma, I should say, with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains knocked over there, three-pointer. And the Zizzer lead now is 10. And there's a foul on West Plains. And that one, I believe, will go against Clayton Robbins. That's first on Robbins, first team foul on the Zizzers. And timeout is called. 12-2 is your score. Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds. We're listening to Zizzer basketball. 100.9 the string.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Zizzer boys lead it 12-2 over Marshfield. Marshfield with the basketball. 2 minutes to go first quarter. And Hyder on the left side gives it up to Adams. Now Letterman will try to drive. Gives it up to Fryman. Fryman on the right wing. He's trying to drive. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer boys basketball, they said. So it'll be Clayton Robbins giving it up to Tuma. Tuma will bring it up the floor for the Zizzers. Gives it up to Robbins. Now Long on the left side. Moore back door to Aiden Judd. Kicks it out to Tuma on the baseline. Moore over to Long. Long's going to drive and miss the shot. But Moore gets the rebound. Judd's going to fire a three. It's no good. And here comes Marshfield with the basketball. Long's going to steal it. And he saved it in, but to Marshfield. And Hyder picks up a loose ball. And the three-pointer is no good that time by Letterman. Zizzers with the rebound. Minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Moore up to Tuma. Long on the left wing. Back to Tuma up top. Back to Long. Long will take it up top. Tuma on the right wing. Cross court to Robbins on the left wing. Firing the three. It's no good. And Marshfield with a rebound. 52 seconds to go. First quarter. 12-2. Zizzers with the lead. Letterman with the basketball. Letterman kicks it out to Hyder. Hyder's going to drive the lane right down the lane. Aiden Judd blocks it. Goes out of bounds off of Hyder, and it will be Zizzer basketball with 39 seconds to go, first quarter. So Long will give it back to Tuma, and he will bring it up the floor. Long with it now. Judd down the corner. Now it's Tuma up top. Robbins on the left wing. Moore, they go over to Long on the right side. Tuma up top. He's going to fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma on senior night. One of the two seniors has his second Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove with their three-pointer. Zizzers up by 13. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. And Marshfield looking, and Tuma steals it. He'll put it up from half court. Good. It's 15-2 at the end of one. Zizzers with the lead. We're coming back in 60 seconds. Listen to this course basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. West Plains High School gym. And Marshfield will get the basketball. Start the second quarter. Scissor's up 15-2. And it will be Fryman with the basketball up top. Fryman tries to go inside. Judd steals the basketball. Gives it up to Long. Long back to Judd up top. They'll go Tuma on the right wing. Cross court to Long. Back over to Tuma on the right wing. Over to Robbins on the left wing for three, and it's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Baking Company. West Plains Mount Grove there, three-pointer. And that is his first point. 16-point lead, biggest lead for the Zizzers in the ball game here. And with the basketball, Fryman gives it up. Hyder just traveled with the basketball. Cucci is back on the bench, but I don't know if we're going to see him anymore in the ball game. Yep, he's coming in. He's limping, but he's coming in. So whatever he did, they talked him into coming in. So here comes Tuma with the basketball, bringing it across the timeline for the Zizzer on the right side. Now he gives it up to Robbins up top. Judd on the left wing for three. It's good. Aiden Judd with his third Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove there, three-pointer. And it's now 21-2. It is a 19-point lead for the Zizzer. Rosenthal with it. Gives it up to Hyder. On the right wing. Hyder trying to get in the lane. Not there. Adams with it now up top. He's coming down the lane. Pulls up for the jumper, and it's good. Adams has his first point of the ball game. 21-4. Zizzers with the lead. Tuma trying to go baseline. Gives it back to Moore. Moore. Loose basketball and Cucci. And he's not limping there. Running full court down the floor. Going to be out of bounds on the Zither, so and now Cucci limping really hard, but he was running, had no limp whatsoever while he was running fast break down that floor, and now he's just limping over to out of bounds to throw it in on the baseline. So I don't know if his left leg is still hurt or well, now we've got a stoppage of play. Officials are going to chat about something. Six-10 to go here in the first half. Zizzer boys lead it 21-4 over Marshfield. Marshfield with the basketball. Rosenthal up top. And Rosenthal gives it up to Hyder now on the left side. Hyder comes up top. Free throw line now. Back to back out. Gives it up to Bowen in the ball game. Bowen up top. Now Rosenthal with it up top. And Robbins steals the basketball. Robbins and couldn't get the layup to go, but he's fouled. Clayton Robbins, the other senior, will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Rosenthal picks up the foul, his first team foul, second quarter. Clayton Robbins shooting two. Makes the first one. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 18-point lead for the Zizzer boys. So, Hyder's going to come out of the ball game. Robbins hits the second three-pointer, or second free throw. And now it's a 19-point lead for the Zizzer boys. Cucci with the basketball. And, folks, if he's injured, he's not playing like it right now. Cucci inside is going to get blocked by Tuma. And a foul called on Tuma. First team foul here, second quarter. Cucci going to free throw line to shoot two for Marshfield. He makes the first one. So Cucci now has 3 points in the ball game. It's an 18-point scissor lead. 5.5 to go in the first half. He misses the second one. Knocked out of bounds by Marshfield. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Tuma will bring it up the floor. Sets the offense for the Zizzer boys. Now he's going to go right side, back door. And Clayton Robbins with a two-handed slam dunk on the baseline. And it's a 20-point lead for the Zizzers. And Cucci fires a three out of the corner. No good. Long with the rebound. Moore with the basketball. Gives it up to Robbins. Long on the left side for three. It's good. Josiah Long with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Rowland Center three-pointer. Marshfield calls timeout. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? City for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Back, West Plains High School gym. 4:47 to go first half. Zizzers lead at 28-5 over the Marshfield Blue Jays. Marshfield basketball. Cucci will bring it up. Top of the key, he's going to fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Jared Kraft into the ball game now. Tuma with the basketball, does the reverse layup, but couldn't get it to fall. Cucci will bring it up for Marshfield on the right side. Now they'll kick it out, and that would be Callaway. Rosenthal for three, nope, and loose. Basketball picked up by Marshfield. Now Kraft steals the basketball. Kraft will bring it up. Gives it over to Tuma on the left wing. Moore with it. Robbins in the lane. Kicks it to Moore underneath. And Jacob Moore with the layup. He's got four in the ball game. And the Zizzer lead is 25 now with 3:50 to go in the first half. And underneath, easy basket that time by Fryman as he weaves his way into the lane on the right side. Kraft gives up to Tuma. Tuma with the basketball now. He'll fire a three off the glass and in. Ethan Tuma with his third Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Golden Thayer three-pointer. And now it is a 33-7 lead. Scissors with the lead, and they're going to get Clayton Robbins on the foul. That's his second team foul. And that free throw line is going to be Callaway shooting two for Marshfield. Missed the first one. Coming into the ball game will be Shipman and Bowen. Josiah Long will come in, and Clayton Robbins will go to the seat for those two fouls. Second free throw is up and no good. And Judd with the rebound. Judd bringing it up the floor, gets it to Moore. Moore gets to Tuma on the left side. Tuma trying to get in the lane. Long with it now on the right wing. Craft up top. Kicks it over. Judd thought about a three. Then he decided not to. Goes all the way in and scores on the layup. Aiden Judd now with 11 in the ballgame. And the Zizzers are up by, 28 points now. 2:43. And Zizzers almost stole the basketball. And a three-pointer out of the corner is no good. Long with the rebound. Long up the floor, gets it to Tuma. And Moore, Judd's going to fire top of the key. Missed that one totally. Moore with it. Now Kraft has it, and he's traveled with the basketball. 35-7. To the boys with the lead over Marshfield. 2:21 to go here in the first half. And Jared Kraft just got a warning from the official. Don't know what the deal was, but they're still the basketball. Gets it to Long. Tuma lost it out of his hands, and here comes Letterman up the floor. Letterman, and that time, Judd with the rebound. Kraft up the floor, Jacob Moore with it. He'll give it to Judd up top. Long on the right wing. Long up top. Now Judd, left corner, back up top. Now Moore underneath, he's going to get fouled. Jacob Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's going to be first foul on Shipman. Second team foul on Marshfield. Jacob Moore misses the first one. Bounced around, wouldn't go in. Hyder comes in. And Fryman comes out for Marshfield. And the officials talking something now. And Jacob Moore hits the second free throw. And the Scissor Boys are up by 29 right now. With the basketball is Letterman. Letterman on the right side. Up top he goes. Around the horn, down into the corner is Rosenthal. Back up top to Letterman. Letterman fires the three. It's no good. Jacob Moore with the rebound. Tuma with it. Is it the Long now? Moore over to Robbins who will fire a three. That's no good. Judd with the rebound. Tuma with it now. Kicks it over. Robbins will fire a three from the left wing, and it's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove interior three-pointer. It is a 32-point lead for the Zizzer Boys with 50 seconds to go in the half. And Josiah Long had it. Judd picks it up. Zizzer's coming the other way. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it to Moore. Inside. Judd's going to get fouled. Aiden Judd, well, he faked the first one, but didn't know there was one coming behind him. Callaway picks up the foul, his first. That's the 13th foul. Aiden Judd going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Judd hits the first one. Judd now with 12 points in the ball game. Robbins is going to come out. And Kraft is going to go come back in. And Judd hits the second one. And now It is a 33-point lead for the Zizzer, 40-7. 28 seconds to go in a half. And now they go inside Rosenthal, and he's going to score. Rosenthal has his first point of the ball game. It's 40-9 right now with 13 seconds. Tuma out near half court. Gets a screen. He's going to fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with a community first. Community Company, West Plains, Mount Rowan, there, three-pointer. At the half, the Zizzer boys lead Marshfield 43-9. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll have your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking Chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Company survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. And the West Plains Zizzer boys lead Marshfield 43-9 here at the half. For the West Plains Zizzer boys, 13 points for Aiden Judd, 12 for Ethan Tuma, 10 for Clayton Robbins, 5 for Jacob Moore, and 4 for Josiah Long. Nobody in foul trouble. Zizzers only called for 3 fouls in the first half. Marshfield called for 5 fouls in the first half. And they're being led by Cucci with 3. And Adams and Fryman and Rosenthal all have 2 points apiece. Zizzer boys led it 15-2 at the end of 1. And they lead 43-9 here at the half over Marshfield. Marshfield having a hard time getting getting offense, getting the shots to fall. In the meantime, West Plains Fisher boys have already hit 10 threes here in the first half. Ethan Tuma's got four three-pointers. Aiden Judge got three three-pointers and two three-pointers. Clayton Robbins and Josiah Long with a three-pointer. As the Zizzers lead it 43-9 here at the half. Earlier, JV boys action. They only played two quarters, but it was Marshfield. It was West Plains winning the JV boys game 25-17. In the JV girls game to start tonight, they only played two quarters, and Marshfield won it 21-18 on the last second three-pointer. And then in the varsity girls action, the West Plains Lady Zizzers upset the Class 5 state-ranked number 4, Marshfield Lady J, 64-46. So that's how things are going right now. And if they keep like they're going, we'll have a turbo clock in the fourth quarter. Now, coming up, the teams are supposed to go to Carl Junction on Friday night to play JV and varsity. The two JV games, JV girls and JV boys, will be in one gym. And in the high school gym, it'll be the varsity girls and then the varsity boys. That's scheduled for Friday at Carl Junction. So just keep listening to the radio, and we'll let you know closer to Friday if the game is still on or if they will postpone it. We have to see how much winter weather is on the way. You know, how much will we actually get? You know, sometimes the weather forecast can be wrong. So we'll have to wait and see. But anyway, 43-9, Zizzer boys lead the Marshfield Blue Jays at the half. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Strain.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And it's time to get the third quarter underway. Zizzer boys lead it 43-9. And the Zizzer boys will get the basketball, start the third quarter. Tuma, Long, Moore, Judd, and Robbins in the ball game. Robbins on the right wing, gives it up to Long. Long down the baseline, all the way over. Tuma on the left baseline, hits another three. Ethan Tuma with his fifth Community First Banking Company West Plains Mountain over there, three-pointer of the night. And right now, it is a 37-point lead for the Zizzer boys. Cucci gives it to Rosenthal. Rosenthal. Down in the corner, that would be Fryman on the left side. Fryman takes it back up top. He'll give it up to Letterman. Letterman over to Rosenthal at the free throw line. Will spin. Going to kick it back out. Cucci's going to fire and hit the three. So Cucci now with 6 points in the ball game. And it is Moore with the basketball for the Zizzers. And it's stolen by Marshfield. Marshfield. Adams will bring it up. Across the timeline, goes to the right side, and his pass is picked off by Judd. Now here comes Tuma, and he scores on the layup. And now Adams, I guess, gets a warning for Marshfield now from the official. Cucci kicking it out in the corner. Now Adams inside, puts the shot up, no good. Tuma with the rebound. And Adams just got up and ran right into Tuma. Got mad because they didn't call a foul before. Tuma with a long three is no good, but Moore with the rebound. Tuma will fire again, and it's good this time. Ethan Tuma with another Community First Banking Company West Plains Mountain Grove there, three-pointer. And the Zizzer lead is 39. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Rosenthal with the basketball, and it's on the floor. And now we have got a jump ball. It'll go to Marshfield. And it will be thrown in by Fryman on the baseline. Kraft and Montgomery are going to come in for the Zizzers. Long and Moore will come out for the Zizzers to get a breather. And now we're ready for Fryman to throw it in on the baseline. And he'll get it. Well, went right through Cucci's leg. Tuma with it, gives it up to Kraft. And Kraft on the layup. And Jared Kraft has his first point of the ball game. And it is a 41-point lead for the Zizzers right now, folks. Fryman and Rosenthal on the baseline. Now Cucci going to drive, puts it up, and in. Cucci has basically been the offense for Marshfield. He's got 8 points now. Tuma with the basketball. Kraft on the right wing. Goes into Judd on the block. Judd underneath. Goes up and scores. Judd now with 15 in the ball game. And now here's Rosenthal driving the lane, and he scores. Rosenthal with 4 points in the ball game. And so it's back down to a 41-point lead for the Zizzers. And Robbins saves a back court pass. Robbins, and he lost the basketball, but Judd picks it up. He'll put up a floater, no good, gets his own rebound. Tuma's going to fire another three. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Now Robbins will pull up for the jumper, and it's good. Leighton Robbins now with 12 points in the ball game. And it's back to a 41-point lead for the Zizzers. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Adams. Cucci in the right corner. Now they go to Adams inside. He's going to kick it out. And Fryman misses the three. And Judd with the rebound. Up the floor, Montgomery with it. Judd with it. Now Robbins up top. They go down low. And there's a push in the back from Adams. And I believe now that's going to be an intentional foul. So Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as Adams just simply pushed Kraft right in the back. Kraft will hit the free throw. He's got three in the ball game. Here comes the second one. And this one is getting a little bit out of hand, folks. And we still got a lot of basketball to play. So Adams will come out of the ball game. Zizzers will get the basketball on the baseline. They lead it 58-16. Tuma will throw it in for the Zizzers. Goes up to Clayton Robbins. Kicks it out. Caleb Cobb in the ball game. Montgomery. And Montgomery. Landon Montgomery hits the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove there. Three-pointer. 61-16 is our score. And Kraft steals the basketball. And now there's a foul on Fryman. Second team foul on Fryman. And it is a 45-point lead, folks. Biggest lead tonight for the Zizzer boys. 3.5 to go third quarter. Tuma up top. Over on the right side, Cobb. He'll send it to Montgomery. He'll fire another three. That one's in and out. No good. Clayton Robbins inside. Missed the shot underneath. Rosenthal coming up the floor, puts the floater up. It's no good. It's going to be out of bounds on Rosenthal, and it'll be Tuma to throw it in for the Zizzer boys. Jared Kraft will bring it up the floor with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Kraft and loose ball. Cobb with it, and that pass is going to be stolen by Hyder, and then it's stolen back. Hyder just ran into Montgomery, no call. Kraft gets it to Robbins inside. Robbins can't get the floater to fall. Cucci with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor in a wide open lane, and he missed the layup. Montgomery brings it up. Tuma with the basketball, and it's stolen out of his hands. Here comes Cucci the other way, and this time he makes the layup. 62-18, Zizzers with the lead, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Robbins with the basketball. Kraft down the baseline is Montgomery. Back to Robbins. Caleb Cobb with it. Over to Kraft. Kraft now up top. Montgomery on the left wing. Back to Kraft up top. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, and Tuma fires another three, and it's good. When you're feeling it, you're feeling it. It's another Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer from Ethan Tuma. Rosenthal with the basketball. And it is now a 47-point lead for the Zizzers. And that one. And it was Fryman getting the basket there. Tuma's going to fire another three. It is no good. Bounced around and would not go down. Here comes Hyder up the floor. And Robbins. Robbins is going to pick up his third foul. First team foul of the third quarter. No, second team foul. And Callaway will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Marshfield. Missed the first one. Coochie's going to come out. Rosenthal comes out. Shipman back in and Bowen back in for Marshfield. Callaway's second free throw. No good. And Robbins with the rebound. Tuma up the floor to Judd. Back to Tuma. He's going to fire another three. In and out, no good, but Judd is there, but missed the putback. Callaway up the floor, just as a Hyder. Hyder now trying down the lane. It's going to be blocked, but there's a foul on West Plains. Hyder is going to free throw line to shoot two. Ethan Tuma picks up his second foul. And that's the third team foul on the Zizzers. And the free throw is good by Hyder. That's his first point of the ball game. Right now it's a 44-point lead with 58 seconds to go, third quarter. And Robbins just got poked in the eye on the rebound. Judd will bring it up the floor. Tuma with it now. He'll go Judd down the block. Kraft underneath. And Kraft was going to two-hand jam it, but he gets fouled by Callaway. That'll be two on Callaway, 13 foul on Ethan Tuma over to Clayton Robbins to give him the old eye test. Two fingers, three fingers, four fingers. Kraft at the free throw line, misses the first one. Okay. Second free throw from Jared Kraft is good. So Jared Kraft now with five in the ball game. And Marshfield with the basketball. Hyder with it on the left side. Hyder looking to drive. Now he throws it out to Bowen. And Jared Kraft scores on the layup. And right now it is a 47-point lead for the Zizzers. And Ryman now has it blocked by Kraft. Judd bringing it up the floor, gives it to Clayton Robbins, who missed right under the basket. And it'll be Adam or no Callaway with the basketball. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. At the end of three, it is 68-21. Zizzer boys lead it. We'll have a turbo clock when we start the fourth quarter. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. And Ethan Tuma is the only starter on the floor. Hudson Patillo, Sawyer Ree, Caleb Cobb, and Mason Matizak for the Zizzers. Zizzers with the basketball starting the fourth quarter. Tuma to Reed on the left wing. Cobb, Tuma's going to fire another one. It's good. Ethan Tuma has 26 points in the ball game. He's hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 three-pointers. And there's a foul on West Plains. That's going to be on Patillo. His first team foul. And Cucci to the free throw line, hits the first free throw. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 71-22. Turbo Fox is running. And the Zizzers fighting for the ball on the... And Marshfield calls the timeout. 6:56 to go in the ball game. 71-22. Zizzers with the lead. And we are coming back in 60 seconds, or this is Zizzer Basketball, 100.9
The Train. Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzer!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. And Cucci just missed a three-pointer. Tuma with the rebound for the Zizzers. The Zizzers up 71-22. Turbo clock is running. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Reed gets it over to Clayton Robbins. So now Tuma and Robbins, the two seniors in the ball game. They're trying to get Tuma so he can score another three. And Cucci. And that one is no good, but the Zizzers get the rebound. Robbins with it. Tuma out top. Tuma hit 8 three-pointers in the ball game. I don't know what the record is for the Zizzers, but I think they might know on the bench, and that's what they're trying. They've got Tuma in there trying to let him. And he didn't get that one. And Cucci is really sticking all over Tuma right now. This could get a little bit ugly here in the fourth quarter, folks. Cucci brings it up. Now it's going to be Shipman with the basketball. Robin steals the basketball. Up the floor, here comes Tuma on the left side. It's another three. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Golden, Sayers, three-pointer. That's 9 3-pointers in the ball game for Ethan Tuma. And Cucci. And Cucci hits the shot. They didn't give him any points. I don't know if it. I think they called a foul on Shipman. That's his second. Fourth or first team foul here in the fourth quarter. Robbins with the basketball. Tuma backs up. He'll fire another. That one got just a piece of it. And a foul called on West Plains. And Matizak picks up the foul. That's his first. Second team foul on the Zizzer. Cucci will bring it up. And it is loose basketball picked up. Clayton Robbins. And Robbins with a two-handed slam again for the Zizzer. That's his second one tonight. And right now it is a 52-point game. 4:13 and counting to go. Turbo clock is running. Cucci with the basketball. Adams with it underneath. He's going to score on the easy basket. And now we're going to switch them out. Ethan Tuma will come out. Clayton Robbins will come out, the two seniors. Tuma will leave, I believe, with 9 3-pointers in the ballgame. We'll check it in the postgame show. Cobb up the floor to Patillo. Cobb coming down the lane, missed the layup. And here comes Marshfield up the floor. And layup no good, but we got a foul. That one's probably on Montgomery. Nope. Sawyer Reed gets the foul, his first. That is the third team foul on the Zizzers here this quarter. And at the free throw line, first free throw is good by Fryman. And Marshfield calling a timeout. 3:14 to go in the game, 76-25. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers. For full disclaimer,
it's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Fryman hits both of his free throws at 76-26. 2:50 to go in the ball game. It'll be Marshfield's ball as Scissor loses it out of bounds. Coming up the floor is Bowman for Marshfield. Gives it up to Hyder. Hyder has it knocked out of his hands, and they're going to call the foul on Sawyer Reed, I believe. So Sawyer Reed picks up his second foul, fourth team foul, and Marshfield will inbound. Hyder up top. 2:20 to go in the game. Turbo clock is running. Coming down the lane. Blocked by Sawyer Reed. He's going to pick up the foul on the on that blocked shot. 15 foul on the Zizzers. Fourth foul on Sawyer Reed now. I thought he had three, but give him four. And it'll be Bowman He makes the free throw, so Bowen has his first point ball game. 1:48 and counting to go. Turbo clock is in effect. And Bowen hits the second free throw. So right now we've got the... Well, we don't have all subs into the ball game. We do for West Plains. Reeves kicks it out to Patillo. Patillo coming in, and that is good. A block is going to be called on Marshfield. And the foul is on Hyder, I believe. So Patillo has his first points of the ball game. And it's good. Free throw is good. And Hyder picked up the foul, his first. Second team foul in the quarter. Now we got a foul on West Plains. And Sergeant Reed has fouled out of the ball game, folks. So Aiden Judd's going to check in. Clock still running. Down to 36 seconds and counting. Bowen at the free throw line to shoot two, and he missed the first one. Second one coming up. Down to 23 seconds. And he makes the second one. So Zizzers with the basketball. Montgomery with it. Back to Cobb. 12 seconds. Zizzers going to dribble it out. That'll be your final score, 79-28. West Plains Zizzers over the Marshfield Blue Jays. We'll take a break.